But even when he did play, he wanted that defense out there to set the mood. And this group really epitomizes that, and they really come out ready to play.
Good evening and welcome to a Friday night matchup between the Pella Dutch and your Sheraton Chargers on KIIC. The Chargers are on the road tonight against the number one team in the state. The Dutch are defending state champions and haven't lost in over 2 years. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, folks. Tonight's game will be a David and Goliath fight. Sheraton is going to want to improve off this one after a rough loss to Carlisle. In order for these hopeful Chargers to get into the playoffs, they need Norwalk to beat Knoxville and Carlisle to beat Oski. But the focus for Sheraton is playing their game. We'll keep you posted on the important games around the district. The Swellers playoffs is in the air, and we're geared up to kick this one off. Hello, Charger fans. Derek Lang with me. I'm Adam Kafka. Derek, what does Sheraton do to stay in this game?
For me tonight, if you're the Sheraton Chargers, just compete. You got to compete and control what you can control. You can control how much you compete, how hard you play, and executing what you do on offense. Sheraton on offense has thrown the ball and ran the defense is great this year. And offensively, the balance between that rushing and passing attack. So tonight, just compete and, you know, get that offense going. I think one thing Chargers are really disappointed with was that performance last week at Carlisle. I think they're a lot better team than that, and tonight I think they're looking to prove that they're a better team than that, Adam.
Yeah, Derek, sure, and they preach the offensive line, getting off the ball, creating space for running backs, and Coach Meiser, he got on the linemen this week in practice. They feel they can do a better job off of last week, and how did they improve from last week?
Yeah, on the O-line. It's a senior group of guys, primarily Trevin Nance leading the pack for the certain linemen, and then you have Ethan Cunier at center, and you have Chase Alton off. And so these are good seniors for the Chargers. I think they were disappointed in how they played as well. You know, when you have a good core like that, you expect bigger things. And the reason they have a good opportunity to go to playoffs is partially because of that line. So tonight they definitely want to play better, and it starts with that line, starting that rush.
And what better test, Derek, than the Pella Dutch? I mean, I look at it as a positive thing before the playoffs, or hopefully the playoffs, because you're facing the best team in the state. You're not going to get better competition than tonight.
No better competition, and the pressure's not on you, Adam. The pressure is on Pella tonight. I don't think there's a lot of people out there that expect Sheraton to win or compete, so Sheraton competes tonight. The confidence boost is up there, and I think they feel like if you can compete with Pella, you can compete with anybody. So tonight, an opportunity is there for the Chargers. Definitely not the game you want to end your season, so playoffs will be a nice game to have after this, but Pella is a tough opponent, and Sheraton has an opportunity tonight, like we said.
And Derek, the Chargers have elected to receive. They're in the white jerseys, the away team. The home team, Pella, is in all green. We're ready to kick this one off. The kick team is ready to go for Pella, and they're going to kick this one deep to Kobe Richmond. He fields it at the 10-yard line, runs it up the middle. Looking for some space towards the left side. He's got a seam. Good return for Kobe Richmond all the way to the 34-yard line.
Great job. I've been impressed with the way he's competed all year. Last game at Carlisle specifically, even on those kicks, you know, Carlisle punches in, and on those kick returns, Kobe's running his tail off, Adam. That's something you'd love to see if you're Kurt Snyder as a head coach of the Sheraton Chargers football team. Guys, you can compete, and Kobe's definitely one of those guys.
Here we go. Aaron Kane's offense is on the field. Aaron Kane's got 1,596 passing yards, looking to improve tonight. He's got Hawkinson to his right, good outside. Kane sets up in the pistol formation, sends Richmond in motion. And he's going to hand it off up the middle to Alex Boulder, but brought down for a loss of 2 yards. That defensive line for Pella, they're going to create some pressure.
Wow, that was a beating from the Pella defense on that first play. Pella gets off the ball so well on them. They have those guys that just they stay in their gaps and make the plays for their team, and just, you know, they do their job. And they're really disciplined defense.
So that'll set up a 2nd and 12 for Sheraton. Kane's got twins to both sides. Sends Richmond in motion again. He can hand it off towards the left side to Alex Flutter if he's got a decent gain of about 5 yards.
I love that from the Sheraton Charger offense coordinator Lee Sandy and Josh Snook over there, Coach Snook. He continues to go with that running game. First play got caught up, and then the second play, just keep running it. Have faith in your running game. But all season, paddle over 1,000 yards this year. You've got to establish that tonight if you want to compete.
And this is Sheraton's first third down opportunity at their own 36-yard line. Kane's in the shotgun. Pella showing blitz. He drops back to pass. He's got time. Throws it over to the right side. Hawkinson, but it is batted down. Good defense from number 21 of Pella, Will Warner.
the corner at him if I was on the basketball court on the football field. He's a matchup on TJ. I don't think you see a little bit less people on TJ tonight than we have lately. Will Warner is almost like he's the best defensive back TJ will have played against this season. So that's another interesting thing about the team if you're listening. TJ Hockenson versus that Will Warner, that matchup is one to keep an eye on tonight, regardless of the score.
So three and out for Sherrick, and they're set to punt. It's TJ Hockenson. Back deep to receive the running back, Nathan Henry, senior.
Hockenson's punt is away.
Oh. Henry's got this one at his own 28-yard line, looking for some space towards the left sideline. And he's got a seam towards the 40-yard line, still looking for some room. Brought down all the way to the Sheridan 32-yard line, so good return for Nathan Henry. The Pella's offense will come in. And Derek, I'm just going to throw this in one game, though. I think Sheridan needs, don't be intimidated. You got a three and out just right then and there. Don't be intimidated. Play your game, and good things will happen.
Yeah, exactly. You couldn't hit it any better. Don't be intimidated, like you said. That's tonight. This Pella team, the numbers on the sideline, even when you look over there, it's huge. Their guys are bigger than Sheridan, but you just got to come out and play your game, as we've preached all night already.
So Clayburgh is in for his first play. He drops back in the shotgun, hands this one off to Henry towards the right side. And Henry's brought down at the line of scrimmage. There's a fumble, but the referee rules him down. Good play by Chase Allenhoffen.
Just great play by Chase on the outside there. Nathan Henry, when he's on the outside, it's scary. I know the Charger coaches, when he touches the ball, hold their breath, as we do up here. So Nathan Henry, great outside runner, a good tackle there by Chase.
So after the tackle from Chase Allenhoffen, Pella will be looking at it about a second and a long nine. Clayburgh sets up in the shotgun. Henry to his right. He drops back to pass. He's got time. Rushed by Tim Good. Throws it over to the left side. And it's picked off by TJ Hockenson. And he is brought down out of bounds at the 19-yard line. So TJ Hockenson, first interception of the year.
Great sign by the Chargers defense. And TJ Hockenson, we said this all year, you don't really want to throw it his way. I think teams have hesitated and tell us. Not one of the teams that looked at things like that. So TJ Hockenson, definitely not a guy you want to throw over there. And just a point here, that's fifth interception of the year for the Chargers team.
And Derek, that was Clayburgh, only his second interception of the year. He came into this one with only one interception and 13 touchdowns. So not much mistakes coming out of that guy. So good for the Chargers, get a turnover. And Aaron Kane is back on the field in the shotgun. He's going to roll left. Throws it over towards the sideline to...
And there's a flag.
Intended receiver, TJ Hockenson, but there is a flag. It looks like pass interference.
Adam, I'm just going to say this right now. This defensive back versus TJ Hockenson, Will Warner versus TJ Hockenson battle, we just said this last session. This is going to get nasty, man. These guys, Will Warner actually has a chip on his shoulder, not a Division I offer. TJ's obviously a future Hawkeye commit. He has a chip on his shoulder tonight, and TJ's one of those guys. You get him competing out there, and he's not the guy you want to get going. TJ definitely going to compete with Will tonight. Will's up for the challenge. So, like we said, it's helping keep your eye on or keep your ears listening to.
So, Derek, after the penalty, Sheridan's got their first down of the night. Kane's got trips to his right in the pistol formation. He's going to hand this one off to Boulder towards the right side. And he's got a decent gain of about 4 or 5 yards.
Regardless of that early three and out there, I love the way Chargers playing tonight. Offensively, showing that rushing game, doing well tonight, and then able to throw it on the outside to TJ. So good balance for the Chargers early.
And one thing I like so far tonight, they're keeping out of the Pella's offense, is keeping the ball away from Clayburgh. You want to win the time possession. If you want to keep this game close, that's definitely something you want to do. Don't let Pella control the ball the whole night. So good job so far. And Kane sets up second and about 5. Swings to both sides. He drops back to pass, looks left. And it is batted down by the defensive line.
Kind of interesting there. On his route, he just got thrown down by Will Warner. I think kind of surprising there. That
it's going to be physical, though, Derek.
Yeah,
Will Warner, he's definitely up for the test.
Yeah, he is. He's a physical dude, basketball court, playing against him. He's a heck of an athlete and definitely a competitor. So, as is TJ, though, so we'll keep you guys updated on that.
So here we go, third down. Kane's got trips to his left. Drops back pass, throws it to the left to Kobe Richmond. Overthrew him, and it'll be another fourth down coming up.
And yeah, those are plays you gotta. Kobe was wide open. I mean, every play shifted on TJ's side, and they threw it the opposite way to him. And those are, in order to beat tonight, you gotta have guys side TJ step up. We've said it all season, but tonight it's more apparent that, you know, they're gonna be able to handle TJ with a few guys every once in a while. So other guys have to make plays, and that's when you got to execute.
So for the second time tonight, Hawkinson is in the punt. Ball at the 40-yard line. Back to receive Nathan Henry. Hawkinson's punt is a good one towards the sideline, and it's going to roll out of bounds at the 30-yard line.
And Adam, I'm a fan of that. That first possession we saw Nathan Henry was about a long return, changed the whole field position. I'm a big fan of not kicking Nathan Henry. That's, I think, the smart way to go. You do not kick to that guy.
Showed his athleticism on that last punt return, Derek. Taking it all the way to share him 30-yard line, so almost like a Devin Hester if you don't want to kick it. Yeah,
exactly.
And Clayburgh is in looking for a different answer from his first drive. He's got Tritz to his right. He's going to keep this one towards the right side. Up the middle, but brought down for about a 6-yard gain. And Derek, one thing we haven't mentioned, Clayburgh's speed. He's leading the team in rushing as well as passing, obviously. He's got 83 attempts, 750 yards on the ground.
Yeah.
How about his 40-yard dash?
Yeah, 40-yard dash is impressive, but I'm not 100% sure on the numbers here on the 40-yard dash, but it is a fact that in his 10-meter dash in the NFL, he's almost equivalent to an NFL running back, so that quickness hurts.
Clayburgh's going to hand this one off to Henry. He's looking for some room on the left side. Brought down for a first down at about the 50-yard line.
Yeah, good run by Nathan. You'll see a lot of that tonight. That little sweep outside there for Nathan. So trying to get him on the outside, and he's able to break tackles. I think that's his best attribute as a running back, breaking tackles, and then once he gets to the breaking tackle, has that secondary speed to score touchdowns.
And first and 10 for Pella. Clayburgh had swings to both sides. Pella shirt and sends a blitz. Clayburgh throws it over. Almost picked off by Bradley Crutchfinger.
And a great play by Bradley there. Another interesting thing, Lynn Truel out back to safety here. I think that's his first time playing safety, talking to him not home sure on the plays and stuff, but they threw him in. Definitely could help to have that length in the backfield as a defensive back.
So after the near interception from Bradley Crutchfinger, Pella is looking at a 2nd and 10 from their own 50-yard line. Clayburgh's going to run this one to the right side, looking for some room. He's got a ton of room towards the right side. The 30, the 20, the 10, touchdown, Pella.
Adam Tasco, let me tell you something. Speed kills.
And speed is just, it's incredible. You can't teach the speed that this kid got in. He showed it on that play.
But I think there might actually be a holding. Oh, there is a holding. Wow.
And that hurts Pella. That's a another killing penalty after the interception zone. Sheraton's got some more life here.
Adam, that sound might kind of contradict what I'm about to say here. But this year defense so far has looked good. Not getting blown up the ball on that defensive front like they did against Carlisle, honestly, watching the film. They're better than that, but as is their O-line, so tonight early they showed some resilience here.
So after the penalty, that's going to move the Pella Dutch back 10 yards. So what we thought was a touchdown is now a penalty against Pella.
Got to stop long games, though, from Noah Clayburgh. Got to contain him. No more big games or Chargers to be heard in here.
And Clayburgh sets up in the shotgun, trips to his right. Chance Works comes in on the blitz, but it is Nathan Henry up the middle, and he's got a big game for a first down, brought down by Nick Ryan.
And that's not what you want to see there. Certain guys are in the right spots. Lee Kane does a great job with his defense, and certain guys tonight are in the right spots, but they've missed a few tackles. Right there, we have a linebacker step tackle, and then a couple of plays ago, another linebacker missed tackle. So this linebacker group is good for the Chargers, but tonight, huge assignment.
Good play call on the blitz. Chance Works was right there, just got to finish, and would have been a stop at the line of scrimmage, so just got to execute. And Pella's looking at a 1st and 10 from the Sheraton 34-yard line. Clayburgh's going to keep this one up the middle. And he drags the defender about another 3 yards. He's got an 11-yard gain for another Pella first down.
Yeah, that's earlier, the first possession, Pella kind of away from that run and just kind of threw it up and had an interception. I think here they're deciding, let's run and get this run game going and then use that for our passing attack.
And there is 6 minutes and 48 seconds to go in our first quarter, all tied up 0-0. And Pella's got a first down from the Sheraton 22-yard line. Playbird's going to run this one right. Gets outside the defensive end, and he's got it at the 10, but brought down at about the 4-yard line. Another first down for Pella.
Yeah, that's a big game. No Playbird on that outside is so dangerous, like we said. But right there, we have T.J. Hodgson one-on-one, make a tackle in that open field. So even after a big game, though, that's good to see from the Charger coaching staff, T.J. Hodgson making plays for this defense.
So that'll set us up with a first and goal from the 3-yard line. Pella knocking on the door for the first time tonight. Pella brings in a heavier set. 2 running backs, Playbird in the shotgun. He's going to hand this one off up the middle, but brought down by host the Chargers for a gain of about 1.
Yeah, that's a great play. And this year, the one thing we have seen from the Sheraton defense is when they are tired or things aren't going their way in the red zone here, seems like guys sometimes just get through on us. So that effort, like you said, is something you can't control tonight. And right there, we saw a lot of effort out of these guys. I think Chance works with the tackle, I believe. Good job by Chance stepping up.
And Pella's got it now. 2nd and goal from the 2-yard line. Playbird in the shotgun. He's going to keep this one up the middle in for the touchdown. This time there is no flag. Pella goes up 6-0 with 5 minutes and 48 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer help you or your loved one with home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. If you're tuning in, all the scores, one station, AIIC.
And into it, since the extra point, Will Warner trying to make it 7-0 early in this game. And the snap is good, the hold is good, and the kick is good. Pella goes up 7-0. This is AIIC Radio. So leads at 7-0 with 5 minutes and 48 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Hanson's Iowa Realty. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hanson's of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all the area athletics.
And Derek, we've been talking about Pella, how great the past 2 years they're having, but this year they're without their best player.
That's what almost blows my mind, and that's when you give credit to this program with Pella. You know, you can lose your best player, future Hawkeye, and Austin Schulte. So to lose him and still have a team that just competes at such a high level and will have a state run this year is an attribute and just a complete tribute to this program.
It just shows the next man up mentality that Pella has. As, you know, they got a pretty deep team, especially for a 3A team, and whenever you can replace your best player like that, you know your team's going to be special. And Will Warner's kick is all the way into the end zone for a touchback. Sheraton will take over from their own 20-yard line.
I knew Will Warner was a heck of an athlete. I did not know he could kick the ball that far. Wow, Will Warner punches in the end zone for a touchback.
And this is your trivia question for the night. When was the last time Sheraton beat Pella? And just text your answer to 641-203-9042. Again, when was the last time Sheraton defeated Pella? 641-203-9042. And Kane's going to hand this one off to Alex Goldrev towards the left side for a gain of about 3 yards.
Yeah, Alex Goldrev doing a great job. He's running hard tonight. And that left side, Trevin Nance and Chase Baldhoffen, I believe, just really leading the way for the Chargers. Good job on this running game. Not a huge game so far, but some short 5-yard gains, 3-yard gains consistently.
And so after the short gain from Alex Goldrev and his 2nd down, Kane's in the shotgun, twins to his right. He drops back, throws a screen pattern to Hawkinson, but stuck at the line of scrimmage. Will Warner, great play by him, lost it about 2 yards.
Will Warner just came up and hit there. Good hit by him. But I like the play call there by the Chargers. Good job trying to get CJ open in different ways. You're going to have to tonight. Yeah, the athleticism from Pella is going to be different than Hawkinson has seen. He's up for the test, but he hasn't seen this kind of athleticism all year, so he was definitely it'll be a test tonight, definitely getting open, especially.
They have one-man coverage on him tonight, guys.
Kane's going to drop back to pass. He throws it over to Hawkinson. And it is incomplete, just underthrown.
And wow, that, like we said before that play, Will Warner was in one-man coverage with T.J. Hawkinson. Something we are not used to seeing here at the booth, and if you guys are listening, that's a very low-occurring thing for T.J. Hawkinson to get single coverage, so Sharon has to take advantage of that tonight.
And tell them they're feeling confident with that single coverage. No team has done it so far, so they have some confidence in Warner.
I like the confidence, but not the smartest thing I've ever seen. I think future Hawkeye commit will find a way to make them pay for that, and I hope he does.
And T.J. Hawkinson is in the punt, but it is blocked. And it gets blocked all the way into back the end zone for a safety.
Yeah, good job, Akella. Earlier punts, not showing any pressure, and then right there, kind of caught him off guard and just dropped the house. So, great job, Akella, coaching staff.
And so, after the punt block safety, the score is now 9-0. With 4 minutes and 7 seconds to go in our first quarter. You're listening to KIIC Radio.
Community First. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help your young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website at cfirstyourvoice.com or like them on Facebook. Federally insured by NCUA. And right there we have some good plays by the Sharon offensive play, but then Keller just closing in on the gas and then a pop block. So big for revenge. Let this Capella boat get going here on this.
Yeah, I think if you're Sharon, you just got to make a good drive here, get a few first downs, get that confidence going, and that's all it really takes. Get a couple first downs. I mean, get this successful offense in rhythm, and we know they can do it.
Yeah, their offense does well, but the crazy thing to me tonight here, Adam, is it feels like Sharon has not played a bad game, but it is 9-0, and not a lot of time has gone by. So, anyway.
We're going to have to wait a little bit to see the Charger offense, though, Derek. Sheridan has to kick off after the safety from their own 20-yard line, so Pella definitely going to be looking at some good field position.
I would not kick the interview here again. I think they've kind of been doing that squid kick, what they'll go through here.
And it is a squid kick towards the right side. Fielding it is Henry from his 35-yard line. And he's going to pitch this one off to the sideline to his teammate all the way to the Sheraton 28-yard line. Nathan Henry pitched it to Avery Van Zee. And it worked all the way to Sheraton's 28-yard line.
It worked. It did. That was the whole defense was going Henry's way as they should. And they kind of did that reverse. So tricky from the fellow off, fellow return king.
And so Clayberg is back onto the field yet again. From Sheraton's 28-yard line, first and 10. He's got Trips to his right. And he drops back to pass, but whistles are blown. And there's a flag on the field.
All these yards, you can stack up. It's good for the Sheraton team.
Oh. And it's going to be against Sheraton. Looks like encroachment. So that'll be about that'll be a 5-yard penalty.
Yeah, it's a tough one early here. Make this first down even shorter than it is. So see if Sheraton can respond on defense.
Capella now first and 5 from Sheraton's 23-yard line. He's got Trips to his right. And Sheraton sends the blitz. Clayburg's going to keep this one towards the left side. Busting it back towards the right side, into the end zone, is Clayburg for his second touchdown of the Young Knights.
Wow. That is speed, guys. From up here, we can just kind of, you know, gave each other that look. That is, that's so hard to stop if you're the Sharon defense. Open field, that's almost virtually impossible to stop if you're not in the right spot, if you're not in the right position, and if you're not ready to come up and make a play. So no favor to tearing this defense up early.
It's almost to the point, Derek, is you can't stop it. You're just going to have to contain it. As you know, a lot of people say about the shooter, Stephen Curry, you can't stop him. You only can contain him. So, I mean, that's what Sherry's got to do with Flavor tonight. Just contain him. Contain him to those five-yard plays. Don't let him get those deep ones like he just did.
And, you know, you kind of mentioned this on the car ride. We were talking about Flavor. Johnny Manziel, kind of a interesting and far-out comparison or whatever because it's different levels. But Johnny Manziel kind of has that, you can put a guy spying on him. You can have an extra safety, but by spying on him, but you're not going to be able to stop him a lot of the time, even with the spy. So that adds just another dimension to your game that kills defenses.
And so after the touchdown and the extra point that just went in, the score is now 16-0. Pella leads it with 3 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, and this game so far has... Sherman has not played a bad game so far. Pella is just capitalizing on their drive, except for that early turnover. But Sherman has to punch one in here, honestly, keep competing here early. Johnson's Machine Works. Founded over a century ago, Johnson's Machine Works has earned a worldwide reputation as a trusted provider of fabricated steel. They are a proud member of the Sherman community and sponsor of Sherman Chargers on Thunder Country. You guys are just tuning in. All the scores, one station, KIIC.
So Pella set to kick this one off. Will Warner in to kick it off. Back to 3C, Kobe Richmond. And it's the shorter kick. Fielding it is Nick Ryan. He's looking for some room on the left side. Takes it all the way to about the 29-yard line where Kane's offense is back on in the field. And we talked about it earlier, Derek. Sherrick needs to get a couple first downs, get the offense rolling a little, get that confidence going.
Yeah, I say if they're in single coverage, still get that ball up to CJ, let him make a play. And Will Warner, heck of an athlete, like we said. But it's when someone's a tight end, 6'6", and has such good hands, it's so hard to guard one-on-one. So that's something that's really surprising to me tonight, Adam.
It's okay, we've got it. In the pistol formation, twins to both sides. He's going to hand this one off up the middle to Alex Foldrev with a really good gain of about 8 yards up the middle.
Yeah, the running game has been great tonight. Alex Foldrev is just blowing his tail off. And I keep feeding the ball up here to Sharon Charger coaching staff. They've done a great job this year just teaching Alex. Alex is not a very experienced runner. He had little experience last year. And when Dylan Sanders hurt him freshly, he's got a lot of load on this run game.
And there's 3 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Sheraton's got it from their own 35-yard line. Kane's going to hand this one off to Alex Foldrev again. Breaks the tackle in the backfield and gets the first down. That's going to move the chains for Sheraton.
Yeah, good job by Alex. Keep going, and good job by coaching staff continuing to beat the runner, Alex Foldrev. He's definitely a beast out there. Just a strong kid, and he's kind of limping up, but that's not a good sign.
Yeah, Alex Foldrev, he's kind of banged up after that tough Carlisle game. So definitely not something you want to see out of almost our only running back, it seems like, that we know of. Kane's got it out of shotgun, throws it over to the left side, but batted down by the Pella linebacker sent in on the blitz. So incomplete pass, second and 10.
And that play was T.J. Hawkins on a kind of drag route towards the middle or towards the outside sideline. So I think T.J. saw a lot of green, literally. So
yeah, they sent Pella sent in the house, though. Not much help towards the middle.
His disappointment after that ball got batted down because I think that had touchdown written all over it.
So after the incomplete pass, it's now second and 10 from the 40. Kane drops back to pass, but on the draw play, hands it off to Boldreff, brought down for a loss of about 2 yards.
Yeah, that's going to put this in a really tough third down conversion situation.
And therefore the tackle with James Krall.
We said this all year, Adam. Third and shorts are huge for the Sheraton Charger offense. When they're good, they get the ball third and shorts and third and manageable. So tonight here, long third down, got to get that short third down and have a running option and then have TJ, of course, open.
So Sheraton's looking at a third and about 14 yards after the loss of yards on the run. Kane's got it, twins to both sides, drops back to pass. He's got time, throws it over to the left side to Hawkinson. And he brings it in, and the flag, close to the sticks. And I'm guessing that's going to be on the defense. And great job by Hawkinson to bring that one in, even with even with the pass interference. It's just Iowa coaching staff watching the game. You're excited with that. That's a man coming out here to compete for his team and just, you know, give it all he has for this. Let's have a good chance going to playoffs. So like we said, tonight is huge to play well. So he's going to have to put his team on his back this year, this game, like he has all season. So the refs right now, they're discussing the flag after Hawkinson's catch. And Derek, as we said, TJ able to come down with it one-on-one coverage, and all the, and they really went to the route on that one that they have all year. 10 yards, come back towards the ball, almost on a curl route. So, and that route's definitely going to work on that one-on-one tonight.
Yeah, this teams all year have just been putting guys over top, and right there we just saw Zach Stoller like we've seen all year, like you said. So great. Great play by the Chargers.
And so the referees are going to move this one all the way to about the 48-yard line of Pella. First down, Sheraton.
Keep going, Hawkins. Away, Adam.
Sheraton, they're in Pella's territory for the first time tonight. With about 2 minutes to go, Pella leads at 16-0 in our first quarter. Kane rolls right. He finds Bradley Klitzinger in the flat, but brought down at the line of scrimmage. Good defense by Pella.
So fast, so good. Hoping to tackling him high level for the Pella defense. No matter where you're at on the field, it's so hard to get by these guys. From football experience, you have that firsthand. Pella is just, you know, the fundamentals of the game are just so impressive.
And I like what Sheridan's doing right now. They're taking their time. No hurry here. Don't want to get the ball into Pella's hands. Second and nine. Kane's got it in the shotgun. He hands this one off to Bradley Klitzinger, looking for some room on the left side. Wasn't fooling Pella, though. He's brought down for a loss of about 2 yards.
Yeah, Bradley's another one of those guys for the Chargers. We didn't mention yet. He's got to step up this year at Chargers team. He actually was banged up early in this year, and now he's healthy, and he's one of the best players on the Chargers offense and defense, so they need him tonight for Sheridan to compete.
So just like that, Sheridan is facing yet another third down. It's third and 11. Kobe is split out right. He drops back. Aaron Kane drops back to back. Throws it to the left side. Incomplete, just out of the grasp of T.J. Hawkinson. It is now fourth down.
T.J. Hawkinson is going to be a sore man tomorrow. As he is probably most Saturday mornings. He targeted a lot of times hitting the ground. So definitely tonight is one of those nights where it's just a lot of T.J. action out there.
Yeah, sure, he may ask a lot of him, as you would expect with his athleticism, but, I mean, he's a workhorse, so he's not going to give up, even no matter the score. So look for TJ, he's going to be showing all, giving it his all night. And he is in the punt from the 50-yard line. It's Nathan Henry, got it at his own 20-yard line, looking for some space on the left side. Breaks a couple tackles, but brought down at the 40-yard line where Pella will take over with 35 seconds to go in our first quarter.
Yeah, sure needs another stop here as they did the first possession. You know, their defense does not look bad all night. Just a couple big plays given up, and then drive the rushing attack just really hurts them. So got to stop this rushing attack and then load the box a little bit more and maybe put some pressure on these D-backs for us. Just because you got to have guys in the box. Just Claybird, Henry attack.
And Claybird got in the shotgun. They got a heavy set. He pitches it out to Henry on the sweep, looking for some room on the right side. But brought down by Lynn Shule at the Sheraton 45-yard line.
That was a great play on that outside. Like we said, Nathan Henry, when he gets outside, is so strong, so fast. And Sheraton, this guy's kind of getting blown up there on the outside. That's a hard play to cover.
And Derek, some important scorers in the district as we've been watching. Carlisle is leading Oskaloosa 8-0 in the first quarter, and in the second quarter, Norwalk leads Knoxville 7-0. So some close games there. Going to be watching out for those ones. Claybird got in this shotgun. He's going to hand this one off to Henry up the middle. Brought down by Chance Wirtz for a gain of about 3 yards.
Yeah, good tackle by Chance. He's one of the best tacklers on the Sheridan defense. So right there, we saw Chance step up. A lot more of that tonight if these Chargers want to be more successful.
And that's going to conclude our first quarter. Pella leads it 16-0.
Sheraton Hy-Vee, your employee-owned Sheraton Hy-Vee, has weekly grocery vouchers to help you make the most of your family's budget. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile every aisle. Proud sponsor of Sheraton Charger football.
And Derek, we got the trivia question for you guys. The question was, when was the last time Sheraton beat Pella? And the answer is 2006.
Yeah, Adam, 2006, and I think I heard that you have a prize for the winner tonight. So,
well, Derek, I mean, I was thinking about it. I haven't had a prize all year, so now I was in my room just thinking about it, and I see a huge poster of Albert Pujols, a fat head, in a Cardinal jersey. So I'm willing to give that one away as he ditched my Cardinal team for the Angels.
Wow, guys, there you have it.
Feeling generous.
You guys want a fat head of Albert Pujols on the Cardinals. That's an opportunity right there. So the winner tonight is going to have his hands full with Albert Pujols. I don't know if that's the person you want to look at all night when you're asleep. I don't know how you did it for all those years, Adam.
Life-size poster of Albert Pujols.
That's kind of a scary sight almost, it seems like. I know you being such a Cardinal fan, especially when he was on the team, loved Albert Pujols and all he did. So kind of the traitor. So definitely want to...
Hey, I'm okay with it, Derek, because he hasn't shown his potential for the Angels.
Something about that Cardinal uniform, it seems like. If he was on the Cubs, it'd probably be the same.
Derek.
Dick Schroeder, if you're listening right now.
And Claiborne's got it from the 45-yard line. He's going to keep this one up the middle. He's got a ton of room. In for another touchdown. 45-yard rush for Claiborne.
Adam, let me say something real fast. Give Noah Claiborne an offer. If you're the Bulls, he deserves an offer. He's top-level speed. We have not seen that this year, and you will not see that in Iowa high school football very often. That is dangerous speed.
And after Claiborne's rushing touchdown, Pella leads it 22-0 on the first play of the second quarter. And it attempts the extra point, Will Warner.
Kind of unusual for Pella. Usually they have a person that only kicks, and Will Warner is involved in a lot of Pella teams, so crazy.
And a point after is good. It is now 23-0. Pella leads it with 11 minutes and 51 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, and definitely when me and Adam are pregame for these games and looking up all these players, quick stats is definitely a site that we're lucky to have here. I know all the coaches are lucky, and then fans are lucky, and broadcasters are lucky as well. And it's definitely nice to have.
And Warner is in the kickoff. For Pella, leading it 23-0. Back deep to receive Kobe Richmond.
Kobe, like we said earlier, just competing tonight, and that's something you'd love to see. And another thing here, we want to give some thanks to Jim Frank at the studio. He's always texting us with info and stuff. I know as first year people doing this, that's awesome to have. And Joe Millage, of course, all those guys have been great. And this KIIT has ran so well. It's awesome to listen to after Friday nights and all throughout the week.
And Kobe Richmond is going to field this one from the 5-yard line. And brought down at about the 9, so good kick coverage from Pella. Sheraton's offense back onto the field with 11 minutes and 44 seconds to go in our second quarter.
Yeah, and Sheraton, so far outfield everything. Great for the Sheraton Charger team. Not a huge gain yet, like we said, but a lot of small gains, 5-yard gains, and get these things to third and shorts, and that'd be huge for the Sheraton Charger team. Sheraton Charger offense, excuse me.
And so Kane, he's backed up deep into his own territory from the 15-yard line. He's got it in the shotgun, hands it off to Alex Boldreff. Brought down for a loss of about 4 yards. So defensive line from Pella causing some havoc.
Yeah, all of advertised that, and that's missing their best guy, like we said, off the Schulte, and still able to get through and so much penetration up front.
And so that's going to push Sheraton back even more. It is 2nd and 17 from their own 8-yard line. Kane's got it in the pistol formation.
Tyler Anderson is that wide receiver right now.
Young buck for Sheridan. And he sends Kobe Richmond in motion. He drops back to pass. Rolls left. Throws this one over to TJ Hockenson. Incomplete. Double covered that time. And Sheridan is looking at a rough third down.
Yeah, it's almost one of those situations where you want to get out of that red zone with maybe a short play, or you don't want to try to go over top because Pella's obviously going to be ready for that. But with TJ Hockenson, I guess you can go over top and have an opportunity to come down with it. But interesting to see what Chargers do here.
And they're backed up into their own end zone from their own 8-yard line. It is 3rd and 17. Kane's got it. 2 running backs, Bradley Krutzinger and Alex Boldrez. Pella showing blitz. He drops back to pass. Not much time. Gets this one off on the screen pattern to Bradley Krutzinger.
Good job by Aaron getting rid of that thing. He about 0.5 seconds away from the safety.
Yeah, and Bradley Krutzinger able to scratch off about 4 yards. And in the punt yet again is TJ Hockenson back deep to receive Nathan Henry.
Yeah, Nathan is definitely, like you said, not a guy you want to kick to from this Sheridan standpoint. So, see what Sheridan does
here. And Henry, he's been causing havoc for Sheridan for a long time. Veteran for Pella. Starter for all 4 years. This is his senior season. So, Sheridan's going to be ready to clean up with him.
Oh, exactly. As a fellow with TJ Hockenson.
And Hockenson's punt is to Henry, but he bobbles it, but able to pick it up at his own 50-yard line. He's got room towards the left side. Now to 30. Breaks another couple tackles. He's got one man to beat. In for the Pella touchdown. Punt return from Nathan Henry. That's going to put Pella up 29-0 with 10 minutes and 19 seconds to go in our second quarter.
Pierce Baker Funeral Home. Pierce Baker Funeral Home is a part of your community and part of your life here in Sheridan. Proud sponsor of Sheridan Chargers football on Thunder Country, KIIC.
And Will Warner coming in to attempt the extra point. And Derek, Pella, they've been blowing out teams left and right this week, but the only team to really give them a run for their money, Norwalk, was Sheridan did play with them in their matchup between Norwalk, but Norwalk's score between Pella was 21-0, so Sheridan,
yeah,
going to be looking for a better game.
Just on that, yeah, on that regard to that specific game between Pella and Norwalk, just kind of the mentality of the Pella fan base. Talking to a fan, one of the players asked, actually, I said, you know, congrats on the win against Norwalk, 21-0. That's impressive. He said his first word was should have been 50-0. So that's Pella's mentality, and that's part of what makes them so good, but also part of what makes the people they play not like them very much.
Yeah, they're definitely hated around the state. I've never heard one person say like Pella, or usually it's more negative attitude towards
them. Yeah, it is, and you know, you hate to see some of it be based off jealousy because they do have so much success in the sports program, but definitely one of those teams that, you know, they kind of get under your skin. If I know, talking to teams around the conference and district football wise, just really good athletes, a team you respect, but definitely a team you aren't best friends with all the time.
And so Will Warner is in to kick this one off for Pella yet again. Back deep to receive Kobe Richmond. Pella leads this one 30-0 after the extra point with 10 minutes and 19 seconds to go in the second quarter. And Will Warner's kick is deep, but the flags are thrown. Looks like offsides against Pella. Got a little antsy on that kickoff.
Yeah, you don't see that too often on the kickoff. Onsides, you obviously do, but on kickoff, something not called very often, so we'll push them back.
Especially with Warner kicking these things into the end zone. And that's going to move them back 5 yards.
That's not a whole lot. I don't think Warner got a hold of that kick anyway, so he's probably not too upset with that at all.
And so after the penalty, Warner's going to be kicking from his own 35-yard line instead of the 40. And his kick is towards the right sideline. Fielding it is Alex Boldrev at his own 20-yard line, but he just falls on this one from bobbling it, where Sheridan's offense will take over down in this one 30-0.
Yeah, this is a big possession. Like we said, scoreboard is going to be tough. This is almost when you picture in your mind what this game is, it's David versus Goliath, but it's definitely a game that David has to get better in before this possible playoff appearance. So Sharon has to keep competing and getting better.
And so the scores you guys want to hear around the district, Carlisle is beating Oskaloosa 8-0 second quarter, and Norwalk is winning 14-0 against Knoxville. So both those teams need to keep their lead. Sharon wants a playoff appearance Wednesday night.
Yeah, those are exciting scores. I think at halftime, we'll stress on it more, but that's, but not halftime, excuse me, towards second half when the game's a little bit deeper. But definitely, you don't control your own destiny if you're Sheridan, but you definitely, early in the season, they won some big games like Knoxville, who definitely put them in a position to have a chance.
That was one of the best games I've seen Sheridan play, and you see the potential in these guys, and definitely one of the best teams Sheridan has seen for a few years, and they haven't been to the playoffs since 2006, and I'm thinking this team is the team to do it.
I know Meiser is Ant's for one. He's such a great coach, and he's, you know, he puts so much time in to help his program. So him and Lee Sandy and Coach Snook and Coach Kane, just they put the time in, and it's definitely good to see them succeed this year and have a great chance to go to the playoffs.
So now Sheridan is looking at a 3rd and 10 after an incomplete pass up the middle from Aaron Kane. He's got twins to both sides. Pella is showing blitz. They blitz up the middle. Kane's got a little time. Throws this one deep towards the right side. Double coverage to Hawkinson, but it is incomplete.
Yeah, it's,
and Sheridan looking at getting another 4th down.
Yeah, with the double coverage, you can just go back shoulder to TJ and have a good opportunity, but over the top, on double coverage, when there's a guy bumping and over top, it's definitely a challenge.
And there is a penalty flag on the field.
Looks like it's on Sheridan's side.
Yep, looks to be against Sheridan.
Maybe not.
And no, Derek, it is against Pella. It was thrown in the backfield to Sheridan. Thought it was going to be against Sheridan, but...
And just a quick side note, we have Trevor Mark with us. Bummed out with a Wi-Fi situation, an internet situation. We can't have Charger TV here tonight with us. All year, those guys have been awesome with us. We've had a lot of fun doing it with KIC.
And after the penalty, Kane's got it 1st down. He throws this one over to the right side in the flat to Bradley Crutzinger. Gain of about 6 yards.
Yeah, I love that play by Sheridan, trusting his guys. But you got a penalty there, and now you got to capitalize on it here. Bradley Crutzinger is starting off good.
So after the rough field position from Sheridan, they got it at about midfield from their own 45-yard line. It is 2nd and 4. Kane's got twin to his right. He's going to hand this one off to Boulder up towards the right side. Breaks the tackle, but brought down at about the same mark as the line of scrimmage, so no gain.
Yeah, but Adam, here's what I want to see this game, especially in the playoffs here, if they make it, excuse me. Bradley Crutzinger or another player for Sheridan, Dylan Sanders towards ACL, which is a huge blow to the deep routes for Sheridan and obviously the running game, return game, and defensive backs. So Dylan Sanders being out obviously hurts, but Bradley Crutzinger and other guys, but you know, they're right now, they're not a lot of attention is on them. They are great players for Sheridan, so I want to see them be able to capitalize on that and make plays for this team.
And Tella showing another blitz. They bring a house. Kane's going to roll left, looking for some room, throws it over to Hoxton. Over his head, incomplete pass. And it looks like TJ wanted a penalty there. But he didn't get it, so Sheridan's got it now 4th down.
Yeah, after this game, I'm going to be interested to see how many targets were TJ Hawkinson. TJ, as we haven't said, is such a good tight end for the Sheridan team, has been since his freshman year, and will be a good player for Iowa, obviously, commit. But he might set the record for – he already set the record for receiving receptions and touchdowns, but we might see a target record tonight, getting targeted the post. He's getting targeted. Huh.
And Hawkinson's punt is going to go all the way to Pella's 18-yard line, where Pella's offense will take over, and not something you want to see Pella's offense back on the field already.
No, it's definitely not something you want to see, and these last couple possessions have been no pressure from the Sheridan defense, so we'll see if they're able to fix that here for a half. And you know,
Derek, Sheridan, they can play better than this, and they've shown it throughout the year, and coming off a rough performance against Carlisle. This is a game where you're going to be tested. Your offensive line, your defensive line, they'll be tested. Battle in the trenches, and definitely a game to improve on towards the playoffs. Not there yet. A lot of things have to happen around the district, but this is a good test for Sheraton, and I'm excited to see where it'll take them. Intel is going to hand this one off up the middle. He's got a lot of space, and he's going to go all the way into the end zone. Pella's got another rushing touchdown on the first play of the possession.
That's a long touchdown, my favorite. Just great. He has great vision, obviously, but the way he hits that hole, the way he that burst of speed, like we said, running back 10-meter agility sprint. So NFL running back, equivalent to NFL running back on that quick twitch. So his quick twitch is unbelievable. That change of speed, change of direction is great for this fellow team.
So after about the 80-yard run from Claiborne, it is now 36-0. Pella leads it. Will Warner into attempt the extra point to make it 37-0. And the snap is good. The hold is good. And the kick is good. Pella leads this one 37-0 with 8 minutes and 37 seconds to go in this second quarter.
Pierce-Sacre Funeral Home. Pierce-Sacre Funeral Home is a part of your community and part of life here in Sheraton. A proud sponsor of Sheraton Charger football on Thunder Country, KIIC.
And Derek, I want to give a shout-out to Christian Banks and Avery Foos. I know they're listening tonight. Drake alum and current Simpson quarterback, Christian Mason, both stellar athletes for Sheraton.
Yeah,
and their prime.
When I saw that message from them, I was excited to hear them listening. Those guys, I got to play with Christian a little bit, basketball and football. And he's one of those kids that comes through schools once, and there's not very many of him. Such a great leader and such a great athlete. And then on the other hand, like you said, Avery Foos, who I was more of a witness to when I was younger, watching him play football and then obviously wrestle. Heck of a wrestler.
Champion.
Yeah, heck of a wrestler and heck of a football player. So it's good to hear those guys are listening. Those guys are definitely good role models, and Christian's a good friend, and Avery's a good role model for us.
And yet again, Will Warner is in to kick off for Pella. Back deep to receive Kobe Richmond, Alex Bulldurf, and Nick Ryan. Pella leads this one 37-0. Warner's kick is to Alex Boulder, fielded from his 10-yard line, looking for some room up the middle. Brought down for a return of about 7 yards.
Yeah, Sheraton offense here had some good early plays last session, then kind of got slowed down. So punting tonight has been way too often. Sheraton has to move these chains and get a possession going, run some time off this clock.
And a score update, Derek Norwalk did just score. They're up 21-0 now, so good news, at least, aside from this game.
Yeah, that's great news. Like we said, you don't control your own destiny, but you definitely have a great opportunity with the things you need tonight to happen.
And so Kane's going to send Kobe Richmond in motion. He hands this one off to Boldrev up the middle, but brought down for a loss of about 3 yards.
Yeah, this D-line for Pella is great, but just we try to mention with every game, just kind of the sideline attitude. Not a bad attitude from Sheraton tonight, trying to see some positivity, but number-wise, this is a heck of a difference. Kind of surprising how Pella's not for it.
Yeah, I heard they're close year in and year out, and they're always stacked on the sideline with plenty of guys to be the next man in. Kane's going to drop back to pass, and he's pressured up the middle, brought down, but there's a fumble. And Pella's going to pick this one up and score yet again. Pella's got another touchdown. They're going to go up 43-0 in this one, Derek.
Yeah, this is ugly for the Charger team. The turnovers and things they can't control that they haven't. So Clayburgh is hurting them so bad tonight on the offensive end. And then right there we see a big turnover leading to a touchdown on the same play. So struggle.
Looks like just a little high snap for Aaron to handle. Is able to get it, but had three guys in his face, so I wouldn't put the blame on Aaron Kane on that one.
And not at all. Aaron has been great all season. I think when he looks back on this year, no matter what the ending is, he's going to be happy with it. He's such a great season for him, record-setting, I believe. So
for a certain history. And Warner's extra point is right down the middle. Pella leads this one 44-0 with 7 minutes and 42 seconds to go in our second quarter.
Piper's old-fashioned grocery store and homemade candy. The candy is fresh made in the store, and they will ship anywhere. Piper's, for your fresh daily sandwiches made to order. Fresh Donuts Daily, an old-fashioned grocer. They are proud of the sport, sharing Chargers. And Adam, I get some crap from the people that listen to us on how much, after every time we read the Piper's advertisement, we talk about how good their chocolate is.
How could you not?
Yeah. That's, every time I read the Piper's advertisement, we just, chocolate immediately comes to my mind. That chocolate is top-notch. So if there's people that aren't living in Sheraton or somehow aren't aware of Piper's, read what you're doing right now and go there. And probably close, but go there tomorrow.
And Warner is in the kickoff. He's been kicking a lot lately. He's in the kickoff, back deep to receive Kobe Richmond, Alex Fulder, and Nick Ryan. Pella leads this one 44-0 with 7 minutes and 42 seconds to go in our second quarter.
That certainly needs to get something going on this offensive end here, Adam.
Been looking for something positive going into the locker room. And Richmond's going to field this one from his own 1-yard line. He's looking for some room up the middle. He's got a seam, but brought down at the 35-yard line. Good return from Cody Richmond.
Crafty there. The term you like to use, the ball hawk. He's got that craftiness. Cody Richmond, he was hanged up earlier this year, so definitely a ball hawk for this Sheraton Chargers team.
And now Kane's got it. Pistol formation. He's got Kobe to his left. Good out as the receiver. He's going to hand this one off up the middle to Alex Boldrev. Running hard, but gain of only about one.
Yeah, this defense for Pella, we've preached on a lot. It's so good. They're missing their best guy, obviously. The Sheraton offense has been putting up numbers this season. And the last two games, they've hadn't put up a ton of numbers. So right here, it's a big time for the offense. Just get back on that right track, get that momentum going, and keep things rolling.
And Derek, there's a Pella player injured on the field, so we're going to take a break here.
Hardee's of Sheraton, the all-natural burger from Hardee's is grass-fed, free-range, charbroiled beef patty with no added hormones, steroids, or antibiotics. Natural cheddar cheese. Yum.
And the Pella injured player is limping off the field. Help from the trainers. And side note, this is kind of random, guys, but coming up to this game, we kind of had to scare Derek Lang for getting his phone. Put it on top of the car, and well, he thought he put it on top of the car. Noticed it about halfway there, pull over on the side of the road, and the phone was gone. So had a little scare, found out that he just left it at his house. So. Yeah, not really surprised on your part, Derek.
That was one of my my least favorite moments, because I know as a high school senior or whatever, we've got to have our phones, and technology is so important. I kind of feel like something's missing without it. So it's, if you're texting me right now, now you know why. I'm sure no one is, but you know why if you are.
And Kane's going to drop back to pass incomplete, Pat. He was pressured yet again up the middle, and Kane's having got his hands full with this Pella pass rush.
Yeah, and right there what we saw is a little screenplay set up. I thought it was set up nicely by the Sheraton Charger team. Pella kind of bit on it. Kind of when you on the screen pass, if you rush through, you're going to have an opening, but Pella able to close that gap at that speed laterally just hurt the Chargers tonight.
The Sheraton looking at yet again another third down. Kane drops back to pass, pressuring up the middle, running for his life towards the right side. And he's going to throw this one. Intended receiver, Bradley Crutchinger, but it was incomplete. And there's a penalty marker towards where the line of scrimmage is.
There has been quite a few penalties tonight, a lot on Pella's side. So I know I always like to give the rest a hard time. Undeservedly, because I know I could not do better, but a lot of flags here.
And the penalty is against Sheraton and also against Pella. The penalty's a little offset, though.
That's
a little deep third down, so
break.
Kind of a break for Sheraton. And now Sharon's going to retry this one, 3rd and 9 from their own 35-yard line. Kane lines up in the pistol formation, strips to his left.
Single coverage.
Drops back to pass. He's got time. Throws this one over to the right side. Overthrows Hawkinson by about 10 yards. And now Sheraton, they're going to punt yet again.
Punting thing is not a thing you like to see if you're a Sheraton Charger coach. This is an offense that has a ton of potential. Has shown all season. These last two games have not shown a lot of ability to move the ball at a high level like they did early in the season. So it's not a good sign, but definitely have to get it back going for a potential playoff team.
And Hawkinson in the punt, not able to take away much time on the clock. There's 6 minutes and 55 seconds to go in our second quarter. Pell relieves it 44-0. And Hawkinson's got this one. He's going to punt this one away. Receiving, and it is bobbled at about the 25-yard line by the return man of Pell. He's looking for some room up the middle, and he's got space towards the right side, bouncing this one back up towards the sideline. And he's going to cut this one towards the left side again, making a few guys miss. All the way to the left sideline now, bouncing it back to the right side. Still not brought down, but brought down finally at the 28-yard line. He was running from sideline to sideline.
Yeah, he was running from sideline to sideline. I don't think he's got the ball yet, and he has the little guy out there running laterally, like you said. It was crazy, guys. Left side of the field to the right side of the field, to left side of the field to the right side of the field. That was a impressive return, to say the least.
I mean, he was making guys miss like crazy. He ran to the left side, then ran to the right, ran to the left, and then finally brought down trying to run to the right sideline. So now after yet another good punt return from Pella, they got it at the Sheraton 28-yard line. And Clayburgh's got it in the shotgun towards the both sides. He's got a 44-0 lead. And he's going to fake the handoff up the middle. Brought down for a gain of about 5 yards. Hurdles the defender.
And something I haven't paid a ton of attention to is that front line. Capella, see kind of how they get off the ball. So we'll keep our eyes on that for the rest of this game. But Noah Clayburgh has definitely had some holes to run in, and he's hit them hard all night. Noah has a lot of first half stats for you in the second half here, but coming up after this, after the halftime break. But this Noah Clayburgh is dangerous.
And the time's ticking, 5 minutes and 50 seconds to go in our second quarter. Clayburgh hand this one off up the middle, but brought down by a host of Chargers for no gain. Looks like Nick Ryan was there first, and Bradley Crutcher.
Yeah, it's a good job by Bradley. And Nick, senior leader, kind of a banged up knee early in the season, decided not to get it checked out or whatever, just played through it. That's the kind of tough kid Nick is. He's a really good tackler for Sheraton, and definitely going to miss him next year, as they will a lot of these seniors, which we haven't mentioned tonight. Sheraton blows this lineup with a lot of senior leadership and senior strength.
And Claver shot at 3rd and 5. He's going to throw this one up the middle. Touchdown, Pella. It was number 81. And Pella is going to go up in this one 50-0.
Yeah, and this is it's ugly right now, guys. We're not even going to sugarcoat it, as Adam's word at the beginning there. It's an ugly game so far, but definitely some interesting things still going on. Just within the way Sharon plays, the rest of the game is huge for them.
And that was Tayson Vandaloon in for the Pella touchdown on the reception. And in to kick this one is the backup kicker for Pella, number 3, Noah Clayburgh.
And looks like number 58, Keegan Poole for Pella, who was injured earlier, is walking on the sideline. So good to see he's okay for that Pella team.
Not Noah Clayburgh, it was Austin Bragg. So it looks like Pella already sending in their backups there.
Yeah, that's a pretty respectful thing to do. Usually 50-0 is probably the time to do it, so not a bad idea by them. Keep their guys healthy before their playoff experiences.
And so after the touchdown from Pella, Pella leads this one now 50-0 with 5 minutes and 7 seconds to go in our second quarter.
And Sharon's offense one or two more trips before this halftime's over. So see if Sharon can get it going here. Their offense is so explosive, especially with T.J. Hockenson. And missing Dylan Sanders has killed them these last couple games. It's dependent on that deep corner route that Dylan always had. You know, against Knoxville, he shot some big ones to put us up, and then Oski caught some ones to keep us in the game. So missing Dylan Sanders is huge.
And one thing I want to see out of the Sheraton offense is have some time of possession. Hold on to the ball for more than one three and out. They did three and out the last few possessions. And how about get a first down, get a few first downs, take some time off the clock and get some confidence back in the hands of Aaron Kane. And Bradley Crutcher is going to field this return, takes it to about the 30-yard line where Sheraton will take over, and looking for a different answer yet again after a load of three and outs and punts. We're looking for a different answer here before they go into the locker room. 5 minutes to go, down 50-0.
Yeah, this is confidence-wise before halftime. Sheraton needs to put this in. He needs to get some yards going here.
And Kane's going to get takes from that shotgun, hands this one off to Alex Glorev. He's got a good gain of about 10 yards close to the sticks.
And Sheraton's offense is still in. Their starters are. I was going to see TJ for a second, but TJ's still in. So.
And Boldrev's run, yep, was just short of the first down. It is now second and a close 1 yard. Kane's got it in the shotgun. Two running backs, Bradley Crutcher and Boldrev. And Henderson off to Boldrev, leading block from Bradley Crutcher, and he's got a first down. But there's a penalty flag on the play.
Quite a few penalties tonight. I think all of them have been there. I've seen a lot of holding tonight from some past experiences. Yep, another holding from Sheraton.
And Derek, not a stat you want to hear, but I'm just receiving word from the studio. This is a record number of points against the Chargers in one half, so definitely not a stat you want to hear. It's something you want to get turned around quickly.
Yeah, Jim Frank, I believe probably is the one that this was so much info, like we said earlier. But yeah, it's definitely not a good stat for Sheraton. That's a testament to how good Pella is, and I think how much Sheraton's playing under their potential right now. I think they're a lot better team than this, a lot better team.
And so after the penalty, it was again Sheraton for what we thought was a first down. It is now second and 12, but there is another penalty flag thrown, and it looks to be against Sheraton. And that's going to move them back even more. So they get the first down, Derek, and then two penalties right off the bat.
Yeah, that's something that can't happen. You've got to clean it up here if you're Sheraton Chargers. Kind of been inconsistent on that penalty game this year. Won a few battles and then a lost few. Primarily, Seidel was one of the games that just really lost in penalty battles. So throughout that season, though, they have improved on that.
So after the 5-yard penalty, Kane's got it. Second and 17. He drops back to pass, throws this one over to the right side, overthrows T.J. Hockenson, incomplete pass.
Yeah, Aaron's rushed tonight because of that D-line rushing game. Aaron and T.J. have not connected very well tonight like they usually have. Just some communication errors, but I think primarily the reason is because of that D-line to tell, put so much pressure on Aaron and throwing their timing off a ton.
And there's 3 minutes and 49 seconds to go in our second quarter. Pella leads at 50-0. Kane's got it, third and 17. He's going to drop back to pass. He's got time. Throws it over to the middle, and it is incomplete, double-covered T.J. Hockenson, and it is now fourth down yet again, and Sheraton is sending in the punt team.
And punts are even more dangerous against the Pella team. Their guys they put back are so good and so fast. Number seven here, Brady Cox is back in last play. He just showed us last possession on the punt return. He showed us how dangerous he is, as well as Nathan Henry, who's not back right now.
And so Hockenson is in the punt. Brady Cox is back deep to receive, and whistles are blown. There is flags on the field yet again.
And
the refs discussing this one. Looks like it is going to be against Pella. 5-yard penalty. Not good enough for the first down. It is still fourth and 12. So Sheridan's punt team is going to stay on in the field. That takes him to the 26-yard line.
And I think Pella's bringing the house here. Looks like. So dangerous here. Sheridan has to get the top.
They've already blocked one. Nice. And they block it yet again. They pick it up. Pella is in for the score. It was number 29, Blage Van Vark. And Pella gets another punt block. It is now 56-0 in the first half.
And those are the things that just really frustrate you. That's effort. The lack of effort.
I mean, I don't want to, I hate to say this, Eric, but it's almost as if the Sheridanettes came into this one not ready to compete. And it's not something you want to see, especially with playoffs coming near.
Yeah, playoffs are in the air, and this is a game that you kind of see what you're made of, seeing that, you know, everybody expects to beat you, but you got to have it in within yourself. So this game is probably over score-wise, 56-0, possibly going to be 57-0 here. But, yeah, 57-0. But score-wise, this game is probably over. But, you know, playing-wise, you have to play better with the Sheridan Chargers. They have they've showed it all season.
I mean, you take away this game, yes, you're going to lose the score, but you got to take away some positives. It doesn't have to be a W. You got to get some positives. Offensive line needs to improve from the Carlisle game, and they haven't showed that tonight. But I'm confident they're going to show that in the second half. And you got to take away some positives. And I think Sheridan's going to be looking to do that in the second half.
That's a great point. Find positives. The Sheridan offense, if nothing else, Sheridan offense especially, find positives and find something you can build off of in the film room this next Monday here coming up. Might be an extra night negativity if you lose this game more than you're even supposed to. And I think that's just as bad as losing a close game. Negative vibe around, that's not what you want. So Sheridan has to come in here and compete, no matter what score it is, compete.
So Austin Bragg is set to kick this one deep to Kobe Richmond. Pella leads at 57-0 with 3 minutes and 29 seconds to go in the second quarter. One of the longest second quarters I've ever witnessed.
Mm-hmm.
And fielding this one, Alex Boulder, if he's got it towards the sideline, he's going to take this one all the way to about the 36-yard line where Sheridan, the struggling offense, will take over.
Yeah, this offense is a lot better than shown, but a quick little side note, you guys are listening to KIIC, and me and Adam over here are going to keep you guys interested no matter what the score is. So if you're listening right now and think the score is not worth listening to, stay tuned on. We'll keep this thing interesting for you guys and make this a good night on the radio.
And Derek, maybe we do got some positives around the district. The games we want to see, Carlisle is tied now 8-8, but Norwalk is winning 21-0. So we need Carlisle to win as well as Norwalk. Norwalk's looking good, 21-0, but game to watch, Carlisle not to lose it. Tied 8-8 in the second quarter.
Achi takes on the spoiler and win a big game mentality right here. So Achi hopefully does not provide an upset to Carlisle. Carlisle showed last week how good they really are. They are not seen that can really compete.
So Kane's going to drop back fast. So it's a screen pattern to Kobe Richmond, and it is dropped. Incomplete pass. Looks like Kobe Richmond had some green in front of him.
Yeah, Kobe did. You don't see that very often. Kobe does not drop a lot of balls, so it's an unusual thing.
So after the incomplete pass, it is now third down yet again. It's third and six. Sheridan has been unsuccessful on third downs tonight, looking for something different. They got it at the 46-yard line. Twins to both sides. Kane's got it behind him in the pistol. Alex Boldrup. Kane's going to drop back to pass. Throws this one deep towards the right side to Hawkinson. And he brings this one in. He's got it at Pella's 30-yard line. Good play by Hawkinson to go up and get that one in double coverage.
Yeah, put up a guy against great guys, Will Warner. And number 28, Colton Williams. So it goes up and gets against two great guys, and that's one positive we've seen tonight. That's T.J. Hawkinson just making plays for his team as he has all season record holder, and he's going to add on to those records the next two.
one game and possibly two. So Sharon's got it now. First and 10. Kane's going to hand this one off to Boulder, but brought down for a loss of about 2 yards. Now second and 12 with 2 minutes to go. Sharon down 57-0.
Yeah, this Adam, this Sharon linemen have done a great job all season, but tonight they got to help their running back up, Alex Boulder. He's getting pounded there, especially when you miss blocks. You got to help him up. The Pella guys are the ones helping him up, and that's something you don't want to see. You don't want to see the Pella D-lines being the guys that are on his side. Those are the guys he's trying to run over, so it's been interesting.
Kane's going to throw this one up the middle. Incomplete pass. Hawkins and Kane unable to connect yet again. It is now third and about 11.
Yeah, that's almost there for TJ and Aaron. Unable to connect, barely a little above TJ. TJ usually comes down with that one, so a rare incompletion when there's an opportunity from TJ and Aaron.
So Sheraton now third and 11 from the Pella 32-yard line. From the shotgun, he sends Richmond in motion. He's going to hand it off to Richmond on the counter. And he's got no room, brought down at the 32-yard line, no gain. And it was number 9 there for the tackle, Chase Van Saint.
And Sheraton is in the red zone. But around this area, T.J. Hawkinson's eyes light up. Right now, I don't know if his eyes are lighting up. He has been thrown to almost every play. He has to be exhausted, Adam. You can tell he's going to keep fighting, but he ran so many eight patterns tonight. It's like he's done a million sprints on a basketball court. It's crazy.
Kane's going to drop back to pass from the shotgun. He's got time. Throws it over to the right side to T.J. Hawkinson, and he brings this one in.
Kobe Richmond, what? What a catch by Kobe there.
It was Kobe Richmond. It looked like a T.J. Hawkinson.
That's true. You kind of told to jump up in the air, flare your body in the air, and do something crazy, and that's usually what T.J. does. So great job by Kobe.
So after Kobe Richmond's stellar catch, Sheraton has it from the Pella 8-yard line, knocking on the door for the first time.
The clock is rolling, guys, at
40 seconds to go in the first half. Kane drops back fast, rush out the middle, just throws this one off to Hawkinson. Double covered, and he's in for the touchdown. Great catch by T.J. Hawkinson.
T.J.'s injured guy.
T.J. Hawkinson slow to get off after the great catch from him.
Get him off the field, guys. He got a touchdown and a great heck of a catch. Guys, tonight, TJ is leading on the field tonight, and no matter what score, if your Iowa coaches watch this, you got to be happy with that. And he's visibly injured tonight, right now.
Yeah, he's limping off the field right now, and there is a timeout from Pella. It's their first of the half. So now the score, 57-6 with 30 seconds to go.
Yeah, that was a great job to be able to punch it in there by Chargers. Sheraton Napa, for all your auto and truck needs, see your Sheraton Napa for filter, hydraulic hoses, tools, and parts of your Sheraton Napa. They are Napa know-how. I want to sing that last line, Napa know-how, from the commercials. And if you guys are just tuning in, all the scores, one station, AIIC.
And so now the teams are back onto the field after the Pella timeout. Attempt the extra point for Sheraton is Alex Folder. I have Folder, Aaron Kane.
And we have
And Folder's kick is blocked by Pella. So the score will remain Pella 57, Sheraton 6, with 30 seconds to go until we head to the locker room.
We just had a legend, Bobby Kane, walk behind us. He's a longtime coach for Sheraton in multiple sports. The track is actually named Bobby Kane Track. If you guys want to where I'm sure you were, and I'm sure if you're listening right now, you know the name Bobby Kane. He's definitely a legend here at Sheraton. Lucas County Health Center with comprehensive therapies, including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services for your star player. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center works to get you back on your feet. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center, getting you back in the game.
Derek, and I'm just receiving another stat from the KIFC studio. the most points against Sheraton in a game, not a half, is against East Sioux City, 62, Sheraton 12. So the most points Sheraton has ever given up is 62, and they're already at 57, and the first half's not even over yet.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's another thing. You might be playing a second string here in the second half. Sheraton might, but Pride, get that. Don't let them get that record. Don't allow them to beat up on it. You know, that's a record you do not want to have against you, especially a playoff team, possibly potential playoff team.
And granted, you are playing Pella, but that's no excuse to just lay down and give up. And so Hawkinson's gonna almost an onside kick towards the left side, but there's penalties. Markers on the field.
See, those are little things happening, right? It's unusual for the Sheraton team, even on that kickoff, having offsides. It's not a good energy over there on the Sheraton sideline. It's a tough score tonight, but I know the Sheraton coaches, you see it, and they still have that energy that shows they're not giving up, and that's why they're such good leaders. Kurt Schmeiser, Lee Sandy, Lee Tange are such good leaders for the Sheraton team, and definitely they're not giving up, so I know the Sheraton guys should beat off them and not give up.
And Derek, it just takes those one, two guys to get the sideline going. I mean, you see those senior leaders still confident. It's contagious. Those other guys will start feeling confident in themselves and taking away some positive notes, get a little better in the second half, get your confidence going. Just takes those couple guys to really get the energy going.
Exactly. That's a great point. In close games, you notice it more. You notice the little guys, the guys that make plays. Coaches notice that. The guys on the sideline, they notice, and then the guys on the field, obviously, that make the plays is what everybody else notices. But the guys on the team have a deeper respect for those guys on the sidelines that are getting the team going.
And so after Stella received this good kick, they're going to need this one with 24 seconds to go.
And if Jim Frank is this half is going to be over here at 57-6, excuse me, Powell leading. Jim Frank's here. Jim Frank? All right, we'll call back in and stay tuned for the second half here in a bit. That's the end of this half. Sharon, have a lot better second half here.
Pella scored 57 points in the first half. Sheraton just 6. There's 11 minutes and 32 seconds to go in our third quarter. Sheraton onside kicked to Pella, and there some discussion looked like Sheraton may have picked it up or touched it before the 10-yard marker. There's a on the onside kick.
The
referees are discussing it, but Pella's got it, so Sheraton did attempt an onside kick, but it looked like Bradley Kretzinger just picked it up just before the 10-yard mark, so
yeah.
Pella's going to take over.
I'm a little surprised Pella wasn't more ready for that. They, just as well as Sheraton, they have played so good tonight, but they also want to have a good second half, and surprised from a Pella caliber team that they were not ready for that onside there at all. So Sheraton doesn't catch the break there and unable to come up with it, but definitely had a chance.
In our second half, it will be continuous clock. Sheraton down 57-6, so it'll be a much faster second half than the first half.
Yeah, and talking to TJ Smizer, Coach Smizer, Clayburgh has just under 200 yards rushing, so that's a number you got to get down for sure in defense here, second half.
And Pell's got it, this one in the shotgun. There's a run towards the right side, brought down by Chase Altenhoffen and Bradley Kretzinger, gain of about 1 yard.
Great job by Chase there, and Bradley stepping up and making a tackle. That's a good start to the second half, make an early tackle there, and get this defense rolling.
And now it is second and 10 from the 50-yard line. The new quarterback for Pella, number 23, Donovan Ulterhaus. Or sorry, number 27, Reese Chanel. He's got it in the shotgun. He's going to run this one towards the left side. Brought down for a gain of about 1 yard by Nick Ryan and Bradley Kreutzinger.
Yeah, I like the Pride Valley Chargers here coming out of the gate ready to play on defense. Pella does have their second string quarterback in, and I believe a lot of Nathan Henry's not in, and a lot of other guys on the first string are not in, but Sharon doing a great job containing them early in this second half.
So Pella's going to be looking at a third down and about 9 from Sheraton's 49-yard line.
Of course, the first punt of the game for Pella.
Pella's got a power set. And it's a sweep towards the right side. He's looking for the sidelines, but brought down for a loss of about 3 yards. Runner was number 29, Clay Van Bark, brought down by Bradley Kreutzinger. So Pella's going to be punting for the first time tonight.
Yeah, great tackle by Bradley on the outside. That's a big hit for him, big-time player, Bradley Kreutzinger. If they do make this playoff journey next coming up here on next Wednesday, you got to step up for the Chargers. If they're able to make the journey, if things work out for them as this game goes on, we'll keep you guys updated on their chances and how the teams they need to win are doing tonight.
And Kobe Richmond is back deep to receive for Sheraton. And there is whistles blown on the play. Looks like timeout Pella, their first of the first half. 8 minutes and 46 seconds to go in our third quarter. Continuous clock. It is 57-6. Pella leads it.
Grace Baptist Church, listen to services on KIIC on Sunday at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Located at 703 South 1st Street, Sheraton, Iowa. If you guys are just tuning in, this is KIIC. There's a lot of good high school football games going on tonight, and as we said, Chargers need some things to happen tonight for this playoff appearance to happen. So tomorrow, Carlisle's in a close one right now. That's surprising, honestly.
Yeah, it is 8-8 right now between Carlisle and Oskaloosa. Norwalk, they're taking care of business. As we predicted, they're winning 35-7 over Knoxville, but the one we got to look out for, Carlisle and Oskaloosa. And Pella's punt is away, and it's going to take a Sheraton bounce, stays at about, and it's going to go all the way to about the 22-yard line, where the Sheraton offense is going to take over for the first time of the second half. And
yeah, let's see Sheraton's offense able to get going here early. They're a high-powered offense, over 1,000 yards rushing and passing this season, which is crazy, but tonight have not been able to move the ball, and last week against Carlisle weren't able to as well.
And so now Kane in the shotgun, clears to his right. He's going to hand this one off the bull drive towards the right side. Gain of about 2 yards.
Yeah, Boulder Rev is definitely going to be a guy you're going to miss from the Sheraton Chargers. Kind of last couple of years just kind of made his name on this running back group with Dylan Sanders. Dylan Sanders is out for the rest of the season with torn ACL, so Alex Boulder Rev definitely a lot of rushing priorities on him.
Eric, one thing worth noting, T.J. Hoxton was absent of the first play, so I kind of got a little nervous, but he just made his way onto the field for the second play.
I wonder if that's a...
Bane Kane's going to throw this one towards the right side on a screen pattern, gain of about 6 yards, but Hoxton was injured late in that second half, so it was kind of a little scare for them. Late in the second half with T.J. Hoxton, but it's nice to see him on the field in the second half.
Yeah, very nice. He's a big player, obviously, for Sheraton, the record holder, as we said many times tonight, so Sheraton has to have him on the field, especially if we're going to keep saying this, if they make that playoff appearance. Gotta have him. Got to.
And after the 6 yard reception for Bradley Kreutzinger, it's 3rd and 2. Kane's going to hand this one off the middle to Alex Boldrev. Close to the 6. Depend on the spot from the referee. And the referee has motioned first down. Sheraton's got 1st and 10, moving the 6 from their own 32 yard line. Time still ticking down in this continuous clock. 6 minutes and 20 seconds to go.
This continuous clock is, I think, on the Sheraton side right now. Pella kind of ran the table with the team, so it's nice that Sheraton's able to get their offense going, but the clock keeps going here.
and Kane drops back to pass. Throws this one batted down by Pella. Incomplete. But Derek, update from the Carlisle-Oskaloosa game. Carlisle leads it in this third quarter, 22-8. So, good news coming out of that close game.
That's
holding our breath over there.
Yeah, this quick turn of events. I don't think the Sheridan fans have been Sheridan fans have not been such a big Carlisle fan as they are tonight. That's a playoff for Carlisle.
It is second and 10. Kane's going to roll left. He's pressured, escapes the pressure, breaks three tackles. He's looking for some room on the right side. Gain of about 6 yards. So good job by Aaron Kane, breaking a few tackles and making something out of nothing.
Yeah, Aaron has done that kind of all year, and tonight we haven't really seen it a lot. So there is some breakdown tonight on the rushing offense from Sheridan, or pass protection offense, excuse me. So Aaron, they will capitalize on a breakdown and be something out of nothing, like you said, Adam.
It is now third and 4 from Sheridan, 38-yard line. Kane, he's going to roll left. Throws this one over the middle to TJ Hawkinson. He's got it at the 40-yard line of Pella. First down, Sheridan.
Good job by Sheridan offense, moving this ball to a very slow first half. So second half here, kind of some second strength for Pella, but still aggressive. They would get this offense rolling, would be huge for them.
So kind of a sigh of relief for Hawkinson. Kind of quiet tonight so far, but good reception by him. Move the chains. Now Sheridan's got it at Pella's 40-yard line. In the pistol formation, Kane's got it. He's going to hand this one off to Boldrev up the middle. And there's a gain of about 2 yards.
Some pocket up front between Kimball Sheridan and Pella guys. So that's not a bad thing, though. Sheridan's still competing up there, and maybe after play, but during the play, they're competing here a little bit in the second half, so that's nice to see.
And Derek now in for a running back for Alex Boulder. It's Tommy Summers, the young buck, sophomore for Sheridan. He's got in the shotgun, second and about 8. He hands this one off, big handoff, throws this one over to the right side, Bradley Kreptinger in the flat. He's brought down for a gain of about 2 yards.
And this is kind of something to mention, guys. Sheridan's first running clock tonight, I believe. Maybe Carlisle might have reached one. I'm not 100% sure. But, guys, there's 3 minutes and 20 seconds left in this third quarter. This running clock is it's crazy to see. This time is just rolling, guys. This is going to be a short second half for you guys. So might as well listen to me and Adam the whole time. We're going to keep you guys entertained over in Sheridan or wherever you are.
3 minutes to go in this third quarter. Third and 3 from the 33-yard line. Kane hands this one off to Tommy Summers. And he is brought down just short of the 6. It's going to be 4th and 1.
A good run by Tommy, young fellow, but I'm going to have him talking at halftime. If anybody out there listening right now knows any good places to eat in Pella after the game, we're really hoping to find somewhere good that's open. So if you guys have any suggestions, give Adam a text. Same number, that trivia number.
And now Sherry's going to go for a 4th down at the 31-yard line. Kane hands this one off to the fullback, Kreptinger. He's got the 1st down, gain of about 4 yards. That's going to move the 6 yet again for Sheridan.
Yeah, good job by Sheridan moving the 6 here in the second half. Obviously, cost running, but sure enough, and on a good note would be important.
So after the 1st down, Sheridan's got it now from the 26-yard line. Hawkinson lines up on the left side with Kobe Richmond. Kane drops back to pass. Throws this one over the middle to Hawkinson, and he's got it for a 1st down, gain of about 13 yards.
That's a great throw by Aaron. It's a little seam out to TJ there, just stunned it right in that gap. So great job by Aaron connecting with TJ.
And so another 1st down for Sheridan from the 12-yard line. 13 seconds to go in our third quarter. Or sorry, 1 minute and 23 seconds to go. Looking at the play clock, sorry. Kane's going to hand this one off to Tommy Summers. He's got a gain of 4 yards.
Yeah. Tommy is a really good runner for the Sheridan Charter team. He
kind of a young fellow, but hasn't got a lot of experience this year because of Dylan Painter's and Alex Bolderab's success and playmaking ability. But next year he could be good Charger, good player for the Charger team.
And we could be seeing a few young guys have to step up tonight late in this game, trying to shy away from the injuries if you're Sheraton. So you could see a few young guys that could surprise us. And Kane's going to throw this one towards the end zone to Hawkinson, but there is a flag in the end zone. We're going to see who it's on. And it is against Ella pass interference.
Midwest Heritage Bank. The mission of Midwest Heritage Bank is to provide a full range of financial services to our customers through convenient and innovative channels in a friendly and customer-focused manner. Proud sponsor of Sheraton Sports. And guys, if this game does get over before the other games tonight and you're interested to see if Sheraton punches their way into the playoffs because other teams win, stay tuned to KIIC Radio and just follow the games. They do a great job with coverage all around the state.
And Kane's got it now from the five-yard line. Drops back to pass, throws this one over to the end zone to Hawkinson, and it is almost picked off by Pella number 16, Seb Sikora.
He's a little guy out there. He's a quick little fellow, but he is definitely small. TJ, you can jump right over him and catch that.
And there is 10 seconds to go in our third quarter. That looks to be the last play of the third quarter. We're going to go all the way to the other side of the field, where Sheraton will have third and two from the four-yard line. As we conclude our third quarter, Pella leads it 57-6.
Smith Body Shop. If you drive on the highway, you'll want to know our name. If you love the look of a perfectly painted and shined vehicle, you'll want to know our name. Smith Body Shop.
And Derek, our Iowa Hawkeyes, they got a bye week this week. Much needed bye week, 7-0, but another one of your teams, TCU, they got a bye week.
Yeah, but I think both teams, I'm excited about. Obviously, Hawkeyes need one. So does TCU. You guys probably don't really care about TCU, but I'm a big TCU fan. I know all you guys like to give me crap, but TCU definitely needed a bye week as well as Iowa.
Yeah, Derek, I love to give you crap about TCU. I don't see them winning against Baylor.
I'm really scared about it. But last year, I feel like I was in the same situation. I was feeling very confident about that Baylor game. And TCU was a better team, I believe. And like they showed in their bowl game when they beat Ole Miss by probably over 50. But that Baylor, and this year's at TCU, so you never know what can happen, Adam.
And I don't think you have to be an expert to know that game's going to be a shootout.
Mm-hmm.
The offense that TCU's got, and definitely for Baylor, they got another high-powering offense.
I don't know, Adam. Maybe it won't be such a big game if Iowa State's able to knock off Baylor this weekend.
Well, I don't know. I know we might have some Iowa State fans listening, but I still see it.
Iowa State, though, you never know. Paul Roach, he loves the stuff sets, Adam. He's kind of known for his speeches
and Paul Roach. And so we're going to resume our action in the fourth quarter. Kane's going to drop back to pass from the four-yard line, throws this one over to Kobe Richmond. He's in for the Charger touchdown. Sheraton is now down in this one, 57-12.
And the clock at the top after that touchdown. This clock has been rolling, guys. That was a really fast third quarter. Wow.
So Kobe Richmond's first touchdown of his career and first in the season, of course. We're good to see him getting into the end zone, the junior wide receiver.
Yeah, he might be their dark horse if they, I keep saying this, if they will get in that playoff game, which chances right now honestly look pretty good for the Chargers to get in that game.
And Hawkinson this time is in to attempt the extra point. He puts it right down the middle. And the score is now 57-13. Pella leads it with 11 minutes and 53 seconds to go in our game.
Kent Construction. Kent Construction is a family-owned business that is ready to help you with all your earth-moving projects. They do it all. Tons, terraces, and tiling. Give Kent Construction a call at 766-6126 and let them move your earth with their GPS and laser controlled equipment.
And Derek, some good news. Some more good news around the district. Carlisle's leading Oskaloosa 29-8. That's good. We want Carlisle to beat Oskaloosa. It's the fourth quarter. And Norwalk, they're taking care of business against Knoxville 35-13 in the third quarter. We need Norwalk to win by 4 points. And Carlisle has to beat Oskaloosa.
the chances looking good for the Chargers to punch their way in the playoffs for the first time in a while. So that's an exciting thing to take out of tonight, guys. That's Sharon, good chance going in the playoffs. Keep checking on KI. See, like we said earlier, and the coverage is just unbelievable. So but definitely interesting Friday night lights all around the state, and especially in this district.
Yeah, Derek and Albia looking like they're going to finish their undefeated season. They're beating Clark 50-0, so great season from those guys. They're going to be making a state run, as is Tola.
Yeah, I just actually hung out with Carter Isley last weekend. He's a beast, but just, he says, you know, their coach does such a great job with them. Coach Sam just does such a great job of keeping them focused, and every game it seems like, no matter who they're playing, even if they're better, they do a good job of just coming prepared. So Albia program, definitely a good 2A program.
And Hawkinson is going to kick this one deep to number 9, Chase Van Sant. And he's going to run this one up the middle from the 5-yard line all the way to the 25-yard line. Opella will take over. And there is an injured player from Sheraton down onto the field.
And yeah, it's not looking good for the Chargers. I'm not sure who the injured player is. We'll let you guys know. He took a big hit there. That's not good to see. You know, I see Coach Lee Kane coming over there and looking.
And I hope he is okay. Not sure who it is, surrounded by the trainers and coaches, but doesn't look good. Looks like it is a leg injury. And Derek, some positives for sure in sports, though. Looking like we're going to have a pretty good basketball season this year.
Yeah, dude, it's exciting. Yourself, me, Lim, TJ, Bradley, all these guys, we're looking forward to it. But definitely excited for this playoff appearance. Probably a fair playoff appearance for the Chargers football, but basketball could be a special year if things work out for them.
Yeah, Derek, really, the senior we had last year, Quinn Stormleader, he was out pretty much the whole year with an ACL injury, and that means the whole team is coming back, and definitely experience will be a big factor for him.
Yeah, you can say for us, Adam, you're gonna be a big part of it too this year, Adam. This is, guys, Adam Cassia has put in a lot of work this fall, and he's definitely going to have a great season, but and be part of this Sheridan basketball season, no matter which way it goes. But, yeah, Adam, it's definitely has the possibility of being a fun year, and I know Coach Ben Schooley and all of us, Coach Kelly Lynch, Chad Lynch, all of us, we definitely like to talk about it. Coach Pierce, very excited about it. So definitely a fun time to share in sports.
It should be a fun year. And you know, after the injury, he was Alex Boulder down. Cool. He was able to walk off limping, but he's now out of this game. 11 minutes and 15 seconds to go. Pella's offense is now on.
And
looks like Nick McDaniel subbing in for Sheraton for Bradley Crutch here, seeing some other guys come in now and trying to save some.
Yeah, looks like young for some injuries. Yeah, young fellow Jackson Fisher out there right now, and Jackson's good buddy Nathan Blong is actually out with the year with 20 ACL, so that's such a bummer for him. But he's strong kid. He's going to bounce back and do a great job for Sheraton sports here in the future.
And so the ball carrier from Pella, he's going to run this one up the middle for a gain of about 3 yards. There's the quarterback, number 27, Reese Schnell.
Yeah, and another thing we forgot to mention is cross country team actually won conference this year, and Luke Evans leading the way, Nathan Calhoun, and just a lot of good runners for them. That's exciting for them.
Yeah, Derek, Luke Evans qualified. The team was unable to qualify for state, but Luke Evans, state qualifier. And he definitely puts it work in. You always see him running around town, and always see him running around town, get in better shape. So good to see him in the state, and well deserved. And now there's going to be a run up the middle. Pella's got it first and 10, gain of about 5 yards.
I'm still impressed with this coaching staff for sharing. They're amped up over there. They're not letting their guys be content with the game. They're clapping over there. That's awesome to see.
And so now after the first down run from Pella, they got it from their own 48-yard line.
in the shotgun. Sheridan sends a blitz. He's going to run it up the middle. Quarterback sneak. Breaks a couple tackles. Three tackles for about an 11-yard gain. First and 10 yet again for Pella.
Yeah, broke the tackles there. Could be a good player for Pella in the future. They just seems like they beat him over there. A lot of hard work put in that program. It's a program that rebuilds every year.
Yeah, definitely the next man up mentality for Pella. They've proven it with their the rough injury they took with Schulze, and so definitely showing they got some guys, some young talent that's going to keep this the train rolling for Pella and the winning tradition they have. And he's going to hit the quarterback for Pella is going to hand this one up the middle for about a 7-yard gain into Sheraton territory.
They're playing hard right now. They're getting out there and definitely just playing their butt off. That's good to see as well. If you're Kurt Smizer and the coaching staff, it's a good sign for the future of Sheraton football.
After the 7-yard run, it is now 2nd and 3 from the 40-yard line. Time still ticking down. Continuous clock, 8 minutes and 20 seconds to go in our fourth quarter. Sheraton down to Pella, 57-13. Schnell's going to hand this one off up the middle. He's got a gain of about 3 yards, close to 6. It's going to depend on the spot here, and it looks like they're going to give him the first down, 1st and 10, Pella.
Slim Shule walking off the field a little slowly. I know he hasn't played football, so he's probably not. He's still a little injuries, but I hope he's good. Definitely, for me, I'm a little worried about it right now.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be a factor this year in basketball. He's a guy who put a lot of talent, put a lot of work in the offseason, and he's finishing at the hoop better than I've ever seen the guy do.
Yeah, he is. He's a different kind of athlete. But he's definitely bumping around over there. Sorry, guys, I'm a little focused on that right now. That's something I don't like to see at all.
And Schnell's going to hand this one off to the running back of Pella. He's got a gain of about 6 yards to Sheraton's 30-yard line. He's tackled by Dalton Schmerda.
Yeah, good job by Dalton there. This time's continuing to go, guys. 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter, 57-13. Pella's up.
Yeah, and both teams, they got their second team in. Sheraton slowly getting those starters out. Looks like their whole second team is in. So nice to see some young guys for Sheraton coming in and maybe showcasing some of their talent. And Pella's going to run this one up the middle for no gain. Now Pella's looking at about a 3rd and 4.
Yeah, this Sheraton defense the second half with the running clock has been a lot better. I know it's against the second team, but good job not giving up here. That was our challenge up here, not give up and keep the effort going. So definitely kept the effort going in the second half better than the first half.
So Pella now, 3rd and 3 from their from the Sheraton 30-yard line. Twins to the right side. Quarterback sneak up the middle. He's got the first down. Gain of about 10 yards to the 20-yard line.
Great run by the young fellow there. Following with guys, lineman doing good for the second string Pella offense.
And after the first down, there's 5 minutes and 50 seconds to go. Time still ticking.
Yeah, this Pella team, Adam, was all of advertising. All of advertised tonight. So Noah Klaber is an animal, so keep your eyes on him throughout their playoff run. Good to see them in United Dome again. Chance to win the state championship for the back-to-back year.
And Schnell's going to hand this one off towards the left side. Gain of about 6 yards for the Pella ball carriage.
Yeah, great job by him there.
And that brings us to Sheraton's 13-yard line, 2nd and 4.
Yeah, this is it's kind of a frustrating game, I'd say, for the coaching side, but to get that playoff spot, if that does happen, which it looks like it is, it would make this night a lot better.
And Derek Schnell's going to run this one up the middle, quarterback sneak. And he's in for the Pella touchdown. Pella's going to go up in this one 63-13. But aside from this game, I was talking to Coach Ben Schooley, and he thinks if we were to get into the playoffs, it looks like we're going to be playing the one seat out of the other district, Dallas Center Grimes.
Yeah, Dallas Center Grimes. I know they always have a really good football program.
And they are undefeated this year. They were able to beat Carlisle for the first game of the season, and I was talking to a Carlisle fan last week. He said he wishes they had that game back. They think they could have won, so never know. We could see a close game. I think it'll be a close game if we were to be in the playoffs next Wednesday, looking at a good one against the undefeated Dallas Center Grimes.
Yeah, Dallas Center Grimes, a couple guys, Doug Fritz, and just coming from hearing stuff, that you know, their line is very good over there. This ref is flagging the crap out of his offense after that touchdown. First delay of the game for excessive celebration, now like substitution infraction. So two back-to-back penalties after the touchdown, but still touchdown counted.
Still with 4 minutes and 41 seconds to go in this game. Hell leads it 63-13. In the 10th, the extra point is number 13, Austin Bragg. And the kick is no good. Our score remains 63-13. And actually, Derek, I thought Dallas Center Grimes was undefeated this year, but I was incorrect. They lost to Pella in the non-district matchup between those two, so Pella able to defeat Dallas Center Grimes.
Adam, let's be honest, does that count as a loss? I don't know if it should count as a loss when you lose Pella. It should lose, but it should count, but definitely not the worst loss to have. Pella is such a talented team here. As we've seen them.
Yeah, looking around the district, looking around the state, I'm not seeing a team, I haven't seen a team that can beat this team.
No, I think if they get beat, it's an upset. They are, like we said earlier, as good as advertised. We saw early in this game, early interception for Claiborne, but ever since then, he has been sensational. Adam, reminds me of my guy, Trevon Boykin from TCU. he has a wheel.
With a TCU.
He has a wheel. Yeah, he's speed and more speed and more speed. He's a real deal. And wherever he plays college football, he'll be special because of his speed. Speed does a lot of things for you.
I mean, you could, even if he was not to be a quarterback in the college, he could be converted to a wide receiver with that kind of speed. Or maybe defense, so there's no telling what you can do with speed like that. And when you got speed like that, you can do a lot of things, position-wise as well. And Pell is here in the kickoff. Receiving is Quinn Pennington from the 30-yard line. He's looking for some room towards the left side. Takes it all the way to the Pell at 49-yard line. So good return from the junior, Quinn Pennington.
Yeah, he's on the basketball court, at least, he's one of those kids that he's on the ground every play. He's dying for every ball. That's kind of his identity on the court, from JV and stuff. Just like to get down and play hard. So on the football field, it's the same way, I'm sure. Getting some varsity experience here.
And time taken down. 4 minutes to go. Pella leads it 63-13.
Yeah, Jackson Fisher in quarterback here. I think not a lot of action this year. But he's going to be a good quarterback for Sheriff and a good player.
Yeah, I watch him during warm-ups every week, and he throws a very good ball. And definitely something to watch out for, being only a freshman, so throwing that kind of ball, he's got a lot of potential for this Sheriff.
Yeah, and I don't play baseball myself, but I know I've heard he's a very good baseball player, especially for his age.
Yeah, he started for us at catcher this year with an injury for Ethan Payton. Did a really nice job filling in. Ethan Payton's shoes, batted over 300, so definitely a good athlete. And he's really going to fit in with his offense, with his athleticism, pistol, guy that can run the ball. He almost reminds me of a Christian Bankston.
Yeah.
He can run and pass. And he throws a good ball.
Him and Nathan Blanc could do some damage in their high school careers, whether it's baseball, basketball, or football. They definitely have a lot of potential. and Tommy Summers going to had a run up the middle for a gain of about 2 yards. Sharon's looking at third and about five now from Knoxville's 45-yard line. 2 minutes and 47 seconds to go in our game. Time still ticking down. Continuous clock. Hunter Neera in that high. Pullback here. Jackson Fisher's going to drop back to pass. Rolls right knee. Finds Hunter Neera in the flat. First down, Sheraton. That's going to move the chain. So good job by Hunter Neera and Jackson Fisher connecting on that play.
Yeah, let's see if these young fellas can punch it in. Have them get a touchdown. That's a playoff season touchdown. The young fellas probably pretty nice to have.
So first and 10, Sheraton, after the pass connection from Fisher to Hunter Neera. 2 minutes to go. Time still ticking down in this continuous clock. 63-13 is our score. Sheraton now has it from the 33-yard line of Pella. Jackson Fisher hands this one off to Hunter Neera. Up the middle, nothing doing. Loss of about 1 yard.
Yeah, these Pella fans over here starting to get out. The cheerleaders throwing items, trying to get these guys up. It's been stagnant over here after that early domination from Pella. So trying to get these guys up here.
Yeah, Derek, I'm excited to see this Pella team where they can go, especially in state. I'm hoping the team can give them a run for their money. I'd like to see a team beat these guys for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
And Fisher, he's going to hand this one off to the middle again to Hunter Neera. He's fighting for some yards. Gained him about 5 yards short of the first down.
Yeah, good job by Jackson on that fake run after he handed it off there. I think he got a lot of guys to bite on him. So those little things when he's quarterback are going to be important. So showing he can do the little things right now.
So Sherry now looking at a third and four from Pella's 27-yard line, 40 seconds to go, time ticking down. Fisher hands it off to Neera, stopped at the line of scrimmage.
Looks like we'll get one more play in.
Yeah, looks like they might try getting in one more play, but 25 seconds to go.
Or they might just hold it off, I can't really tell.
And the players ready to shake hands now. And that's going to conclude our game. Pella wins this one 63-13. And going to get some scores for you. The important scores around the district for sure. They're going to get into the playoffs. As most of you know, they need Carlisle to win. And Carlisle is winning 29-15 in the fourth quarter. So that one's not over yet. Still close. But Norwalk is beating Knoxville 35-13 in the third quarter, so they need Norwalk to win by four, and Carlisle has to beat Oskaloosa.
Yeah, I know these sharing coaches will be looking at their phone all night on this bus ride home and trying to figure out if they're going to have to coach their team that next week for this playoff appearance that they have a good chance of making. Honestly, that's exciting. That's an exciting takeaway from tonight.
So we hope to be with you guys on Wednesday night for a playoff game. For Sheraton, for the first time since 2006, this is KIIC, All the Scores, One Station. I'm Adam Kaska. With me, Derek Lang, signing off. Good night.